Forgotten America now has a voice. America's voice. Steve Gruber.
Apparently, some people are up in arms because the president retweeted a quote from a pastor on Fox News about how much this would divide the country going forward with an impeachment. It would be on par with a civil war, and I think there's some truth to that. But, of course, people just can't handle it. Alan Sachs here, professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington, my longest contributor. There he is again. Alan, professor, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good this morning for a strange reason.
Why?
The Dallas Cowboys lost a game.
And you feel good about that?
You're in the DFW area that really doesn't care about them. The hype is just incredible. The highest paid running back, you know, with Ezekiel Elliott. And also what I keep thinking about is the guy ran into some trouble even before he signed with the Cowboys, or maybe right after he did, you know, with women and all this kind of horrible stuff.
You're living dangerously. What, you're trash-talking the Cowboys right there in Arlington?
And what did he do when he was at Ohio State? I keep thinking, you know, how did Ohio State handle him? And I want to say big-time football has absolutely corrupted colleges.
There's some truth to that. At least California now wants to pay the athletes. Of course, if
not
they do that
idea, as long as they don't have to major in something.
Well, right, but they
can major in basketball. I major in football, and that's it.
But speaking of the Ohio State University, they say, for example, if California goes forward with this, which would take effect January 1, 2023, that they will not schedule in California schools because it would be in conflict with NCAA rules.
The whole thing is just a farce when they say, there's a player, there's a nose guard, and he majors in philosophy.
Sure. Well, some of them do. Wait a second. Some of them do.
One out of 1,000 that actually does that. You know?
All right, fine. Speaking of farce, what do you make of the whole Ukraine deal? Isn't it interesting that the rules were changed for the Intel Committee and what it takes to be a whistleblower just days before the whistleblower showed up with gossip and hearsay, which before that, firsthand knowledge and eyewitnesses were the only thing allowed to be whistleblowers, but that all changed magically, and then suddenly you've got this.
I know what that is. When this whistleblower stuff first came out, I said, what do they mean? Who is this whistleblower stuff? And then the big headlines yesterday, whistleblower in fear of his life, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, okay, so I don't know if you saw this hack job on 60 Minutes last night. It was awful. And Scott Pelley comes out and talks about, you know, the whistleblower has gone to hiding with the government, and you know, is people are offering $50,000 to find their identity. Of course they are. Media companies are offering $50,000 to find the identity so they can get the interview. It's not because they're putting a price. It's not like he's being hunted by guys with red hats on. Good Lord.
The media really is the villain. I saw yesterday Jake Tapper really arguing with Jordan.
Jim Jordan of Ohio.
Yeah, well, and I guess I'm old-fashioned. I always thought an anchor person, I think it's what they call them,
right,
doesn't argue with the people they're interviewing.
Of course
they're
they do.
Arguing with them, you know. Journalism really has gone down the drain.
Yeah, journalism is dead today, Professor. There's no question. You know that. But do you think your kids are in there cheerleading for the Ukraine? Here's the thing. I put this, I've got a college kid in the room with me here today. And my question that I say you got to pose to people is, okay, if Trump's, you know, going to be impeached for violating what crime? What did he do? He talked to the president of Ukraine. Well, he asked him to interfere in the 2020 election. I don't hear him asking him to interfere in anything. I hear him asking about corruption in his country that may have impacted our 2016 election here. That's what I heard.
And then there's Ed Schiff with his parodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That he reads, you know, it's just incredible. They're mixing fact with fable is really what they're doing, and it's really a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. Adam Schiff, I believe one of two things. If the Democrats are successful, let's say they see it through, and they get Trump removed, then you've got President Mike Pence.
That's right.
Who's still a better choice than becoming communist.
That's right.
All right? I mean, it's just
that's
it gets
exactly right
to right. it, right? So that's still a better choice. And if Donald Trump doesn't get removed, it strengthens him before November 3rd, 2020, because the Democrats are playing everything in this.
A couple of freshman legislators, Regina Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and AOC, are running the Democratic show these days.
It would appear.
Isn't Isn't that incredible when you think about it?
Well, Rashida Tlaib has T-shirts for sale. You can buy one. Impeach the mother. Well, I can't say that on the air.
Yeah, but isn't that incredible? Just their lack of civility.
Right, but they want to talk about how terrible Donald Trump's civility is, but then they put out T-shirts, impeach the mother effer.
I know it. It's incredible who these people are. And I wish the Republicans would somehow show them up for what they are. And, I mean, as a person, just as the lack of civility that they have.
We'll see.
The Republicans seem to be absent in many ways.
According to new polling from CBS News, support for impeachment is at 55%. I don't believe that, by the way.
I don't either.
I don't believe that at all. I think that they're cooking the book. And maybe there's support. And you got to ask how the question was asked. If the president is accused of doing X, Y, and Z, would you support impeachment? And you don't know what the question is or how they push the number to 55%, because you can manipulate the outcomes of these polls, can you not?
I don't believe any poll by a newspaper or by a station like CBS.
Professor,
or like a network.
Such a cynic. You know, such a cynic, you know, and then you see the 60 Minutes hatchet job and you see all of these people lining up. The president, though, releasing new videos and new campaign ads, and the campaign ads coming out from the RNC, oh, they're brutal on these members of Congress that are in districts like my own that was better than +6 for Trump. And they won in 2018 to go to Washington to do something. They've accomplished nothing in the interim that anybody's aware of. We haven't fixed USMCA. We don't have security at the border. We don't have healthcare improved in any way. We don't have infrastructure, none of these things. So what have the Democrats done? They've investigated, they've held hearings, and they've made up stories about the president in a parody, right? That's what they've done.
More about that this week.
That's all they'll talk about this week.
One impeachment hearing after another.
That's all you'll see. That's right.
I love democracy, but I argue with myself. I think, who in the world elected AOC? Or Tlaib, or Ilhan Omar. How did they get elected? Well, they got elected, I guess, from gerrymandered districts.
Yeah.
And by the way, the interesting thing is that the Democrats here in Texas are always yelling about gerrymandering.
Yeah,
it's
always.
Terrible. It's terrible. And you want to say, these people would not even be around if it wasn't for gerrymandering.
Well, Ilhan Omar might have a serious challenger in her district in Minnesota. We're waiting to see. But the gentleman, you've seen him a million times. He's a celebrity. MyPillow.com. MyPillow, that fella who used to be homeless and a drug addict who made himself a multimillionaire, bordering on billionaire, is in her district, says he's going to run against her, Ilhan Omar. I can't think of the guy's name, but I know he's the MyPillow guy.
Yeah, Yandel or something like
whatever.
That.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. He's going to run. He's got real money. He can compete, right?
Okay, I hope so.
Absolutely.
That'd be wonderful. But Ilhan Omar has a constituency very much like she is, very much like her own. And, by the way, I've had some Somali students in my class, and most of them have been very, very fine, quiet people. Mm. And, boy, she's not.
All right.
And she up-talks. I have a woman friend of mine told me that, what is up-talking, you know? And I've noticed that. She up-talks, you know?
Got to leave it right there, Professor. Great insight, as always. Always love talking to you. Alan Sachs, Professor of Political Science, University of Texas in Arlington. We'll talk next week, and hopefully the Cowboys will lose for you again. There you go.
Oh, you won.
Well, I know. Oklahoma won. I know. Very happy.
Thank you.
All right. 41 after.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.